sloth cat Jezebel did, but the effect was still the same. It made him seem vulnerable, more real somehow, I supposed, and for whatever reason, that melted every single one of my soft spots. I should probably keep that information to myself, though. How do you make Absidy Jones, fugitive ghost magnet, love you? Easy. All you have to do is sleep next to her. But surely I wasn't that simple, was I? His eyelids fluttered, and as soon as his eyes, one blue and one gray, met mine, my heart stuttered. "Hi," he whispered. "Hi," I whispered back, and I was pretty sure my smile stretched to my ears and cracked my eardrums. He answered it with a beaming one of his own. "How are you?" "Sore."
"Would I be a giant dick if I said I wasn't sorry?" he asked with a smirk.
I touched my lips to his, instantly breathless with just that slight connection. "Yes." His gaze grew heated, and through his smirk, he slid his tongue over his teeth.
"I could be gentle."
"You could get me dead," I said as I pushed away from him. "Randolph will murder me if I'm late again." Ever since he'd been forced to go off alcohol cold turkey, having totally run out of it about a week ago, Randolph was almost impossible to be in the same room with. He'd already drunk what booze hadn't been destroyed in the stasis food pantry when the sealess aliens had boarded the Vicio, more accurately called the Vicious. I rose from the bed, the slight chill in the air peppering my naked skin with goosebumps, and grabbed my sweatshirt from the floor. Mace grazed his fingers over my bare ass with a groan.
"Speaking of giant dicks."
"Put yours away." I swatted at his hand while I searched the floor for my underwear. "Breakfast first. Then maybe if you're good, I'll let you put your hands down my pants before we land on Orin." I threw him a wink over my shoulder.
"That's my favorite thing to do to you. That's one of my favorite things to do to you,"
he corrected, propping his head up to press kisses into my hip.
"You won't make me hold a potato instead?"
I threw my head back and laughed. Fiasva, it felt good to be free around him, free of my haunted past to embrace my future. But his wandering hands down the backs of my thighs and his sinful mouth on my skin were awakening the fire that only he could ignite. I needed to get away from him, and fast. My underwear had somehow wound itself around the toe of his cowboy boot, symbolism, anyone, and I hastily pulled it off.
"There will be no potato holding if you let me walk out that door in a timely fashion," I warned.
"On one condition," he said, grabbing my wrist before I could reach for my sweatshirt. "No underwear today, in memory of me."
"In memory?" I snorted.
"Like I need any help being reminded of you."
Sheets rustled, then he stood next to me, his chiseled body gloriously naked. And yes, a mighty erection. He brushed the sexy mess of hair off his forehead and connected his sharp, mismatched gaze with mine.
"I don't need any help being reminded of you either. But last time you were more than a ship length away from me, I didn't know if I would ever see you again. This trip to Orin, I'm not looking forward to it."
I swallowed thickly. I thought I couldn't love this man more than I already did because of the impossible size of his heart. Stupid me. We'd been through a lot in the short amount of time we'd known each other, including being kidnapped by aliens to a haunted rogue planet called the Black. Our lives were not the regular kind.
"No aliens will be taking me away from you," I said, pressing myself against him in a tight hug. "Nothing will ever take me away from you. I love you too much to let that happen. You'll find an engineer, we'll find copies of you, me, and Ellison to throw the police off all our trails, and we'll be back together again in no time."
Mace squeezed me right back, and I had to wonder how it would feel if I thought I'd lost him forever too. His musky smell, his laugh, the disarming things he'd say to make me laugh, the way he moved inside me. He'd become my new addiction, had seeped so completely into my soul that I